It's Countdown to Copenhagen with Joanna Ryde.
Hello and welcome to Countdown to Copenhagen. I'm Joanna Ryde, and over the next few weeks, we'll be counting down to the Eurovision Song Contest. In a few minutes, I'll be talking to Ireland's Eurovision star of 2013, the gorgeous Ryan Dolan, and I'll be catching up with all the latest Eurovision news from James Mitchell. But first, we'll start our look at this year's Eurovision songs with the lovely Ray Kiley. How are you, love?
I'm very well, and you?
Bienvenido, and welcome to the show.
Ditto.
Do you want to tell people a little bit about yourself quickly before we begin?
God, do we have all day?
Yeah, we don't. Well, what qualifies you to judge Eurovision songs?
Nothing apart the fact that I absolutely love it.
Okay, well there, that's the whole thing. You're a bit of a gossip guy yourself. You like the old celeb gossip.
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah.
Well, we're going to start off, okay? Our first song, we're going to go in alphabetical order and in English. This is Albania, our first song. So the artist is Hersiane Matmuja.
I'm sure that's totally the wrong way of saying it. But
and Zemarini Injnjat is the name of the song.
Okay.
So Think Twice It is in English. What do you think of the song?
I actually like the song. The first thing that springs to mind is Shakira.
It's very Shakira, isn't it?
It's very Shakira, yeah. The interesting thing about this song is that if you look at the original version, when she got through, it's completely different. It has a big orchestra. It's very dramatic. Thankfully, they changed it. Much better now.
So you like,
really
you've
heard like
it now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, we're going to hit our next one, Armenia.
Okay.
Now, this is the early favourite, so we'll have a quick
it
listen.
It is. I looked at this yesterday. Yes.
So we'll have a quick listen to this. There it is, the dubstep breakdown.
Well, it might be the bookie's favourite, but it's certainly not my favourite.
So the song is called Not Alone. Mm-hmm. Surprise, surprise, they say it quite a lot in the song.
Yes.
And it's Aram MP3.
Mm. No, I think it's awful, personally. It starts off as a very good ballad, dramatic, and then it just fails.
Yeah, it's one of my favourites.
Epic fail.
You don't like it at all?
No, I don't. And I read about this yesterday, that people were comparing it to Michael Jackson's Earth song. Yeah. Start off really dramatic and then end with whatever. But no, poor Michael will be turning in his grave.
Turning.
No.
God love Michael.
Next.
Right, we're going to move on to Austria. This is Conchita Wurst, who's been getting lots and lots of attention.
Yes.
The bearded lady.
This is the bearded lady, yeah.
The song is called Rise Like a Phoenix.
From the fading.
So what's your thoughts on this one?
With this one, I have little notes here and I have nothing written because I can't say enough about it.
Big fan of Conchita.
Love it. Absolutely.
You like
love
the Conchita.
It. Yes.
You like the worst, do you?
I do, yeah, I do. It's like a Bond song.
I'm a fan of the song. I'm not a huge fan of the beard.
Yes,
beard is a little bit off-putting for me, mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. I think as a song, I like it.
Yes. Quite okay.
It could be surprising. I think it might surprise people in Copenhagen.
Mm.
Right, we'll move on. Azerbaijan. We'll
mm-hmm.
hit this one. Hold on.
Maybe nightfall. Darkest skies. And maybe.
Now, the song is called Start a Fire by Dalera Kazimona.
Oh,
Dalera.
Oh, is it over? Oh, I nodded off there for a second.
You think it's sleepy?
Yes. Boring, sleepy, forgetful. That's how I feel about it.
I think it's grand, like.
It's grand, yeah, but won't stand out, won't go anywhere.
Robin Tichter's Belarus. Let's have a listen to T.E.O. his name is, and the song is Cheesecake. That reminds me, I'm starving.
I might love that now.
I don't wanna be your toy behind today. I'm not gonna be your boyfriend.
Do you like the cheesecake?
Now, I love cheesecake, but I don't like this.
You're not a fan of it.
Do you see a pattern here? The one thing about this is, yes, the title of it, Cheesecake, it's just a cheese fest.
It's very some God chap from Belarus shit. Trying to be Robin Tick.
Yes, and it's the video is a complete rip off as well.
Yeah,
if you've seen the video.
It's very Robin Tick.
Yes.
So you don't think Belarus will stand out?
No, definitely not. You know, the thing about it is catchy. Yeah. And so is the flu. Yeah, that sums it up for me.
So, Ray, thank you for coming in.
No
Next
problem.
Next week we'll be looking at some fantastic countries like Belgium.
Hopefully,
and Estonia.
Not so many ballads next time.
Well, there's nothing I can do about alphabetical order.
Well,
but sure, we'll
it.
See what happens.
Exactly.
Thank you
I'll
for
do me
coming.
Research.
And you always do your research.
Of
you
course.
Better do your research.
I have my notes.
If you come in here without research, I'll kill you.
I wouldn't do that now, would I?
We'll talk to you next time.
You
God
will
bless.
Do. Bye.
Okay, so I am joined on the line by the lovely Ryan Dolan. Ryan, babes, how are you?
I'm good, Joanna. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm keeping well. So, a year ago, it was you. What's it like watching on from the sidelines this year?
I really enjoyed watching our own selection process.
Is that because Linda Martin got involved in a bit of a tussle?
I think it was. Eh? It was
She's feisty,
it was,
isn't she?
She is indeed. It was very entertaining. I suppose it's strange watching it this year. Like, it's been the fastest year ever. I can't believe it's coming around that time again. But I'm looking forward to watching the Eurovision.
Sorry, what do you think of Casey? Are you a fan of the song?
Yeah, I really like the song. I sort of had two sort of favourites, I think. And you know, that was one of them. So hopefully it'll do well. Casey was actually against me last year in
yes.
the Euro song, so it's great to see her get an opportunity to do it this year.
So how was your time in Malmo last year? Did you have lots of fun?
Yeah, it was crazy. I was over there for 2 weeks, and you know, it was the best 2 weeks of my life. It was just crazy. I was never at a Eurovision before, so I didn't know what it was like. But it's just a mad carnival over there for 2 weeks, and you're, you know, running from place to place doing interviews and, you know, meeting new people, and you know, it was definitely a good experience.
I spoke to two of your dancers, Alan and Colm, 2 days after.
Yeah.
They had just gotten off the plane and they were shattered. Was it really tiring?
It was tiring, but I suppose that was on high afterwards. Everybody was telling me about this calm down that I was going to have, and sort of be prepared for it, but it never came. It's what I wanted to be doing, so it was great just to be getting to do it over there. So
things have changed since we last spoke to you. Last year, I was trying to get stuck into you. Things have changed since.
Yeah.
You've come out with that very emotional video for Start Again.
Yeah, well, my new single is called Start Again, and the message of the song is about self-acceptance. And it was basically my way of coming out to my fans and, you know, just being open and honest about my sexuality to my fans, because my family and friends have known for, you know, a few years now, and I suppose the fans was kind of like the last step for me. So this was my way of doing it. The video and the song's been doing really well all over the world.
What else have you been up to since Malmo?
Over the last summer there, and coming up this summer, I've been doing lots of gigs in Europe and around Ireland as well. So I've got to do a fair bit of travelling. I've been working with new songwriters and new producers, and I'm actually working on a new album at the moment, full album, so that's going to be released sort of in the next few months.
Brilliant. So the single Start Again is out now. You can get it on iTunes, yeah?
Yeah, you can get it on all the major digital platforms. You can buy the CD on my website, which is ryandolanofficial.com, and you can check out the video on YouTube.
That's perfect. Ryan, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Eurovision News with James Mitchell.
James Mitchell, how are you?
I'm extremely good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I was just checking your levels there, just making sure you weren't hollering in my ear.
That's what the Eurovision's all about.
Oh, lovely.
Singing, screeching into a microphone. It's what I hope for in my own life someday.
You're your own Eurovision entry.
We'll see, someday, maybe. Would you mind doing a rap towards the end for me?
Of course, yes. I'm welcome to rapping.
Even if we don't get it, we can get Linda Martin angry and have her chase us around the audience.
Yay!
Late, late.
There's nothing being chased by Linda Martin. That brings back many memories. Many memories.
I mean, it'd be like that scene in Jurassic Park with the Velociraptor chasing people.
It would be very similar.
Yeah, very similar. similar when she's hunched over.
Stop, we're going to get sued already. James, explain to the listeners who you are.
I'm James Mitchell, and I'm a self-proclaimed YouTube sensation. And I like to say mean things about people online in my own videos, including those who are entering the Eurovision Song Contest this year. So I make a Eurovision review once a week. I'm starting this week, and I do it every year. And I'm really looking forward to doing it, especially because I get to come on and talk about the Eurovision news every week on this.
Yes, you're my weekly cohort in terms of Eurovision news. So, what have you got for me?
The first one I have is the Eurovision 2014 stage is going to be big, apparently.
Now,
calm down. Anyone who doesn't really care about the Eurovision, you're not going to care about this, but we're Eurovision fanatics here. So this is really important. And Joanna, you said you like big.
Yes.
Do you actually mean you like big stages?
Yes, that's what I was talking about. What else would I be talking about? How dare you?
Nothing else. Big performances.
Yes, big performances.
I can't agree with you when I say I like big stages.
Oh,
because
really?
If you go back to Russia, the stage was just too big. The audience were a half a mile away. It was like being at the back of the O2 with a Girls Aloud concert. You may as well be at home. So I'm worried about that. But they are having the actual event in a big, dirty old warehouse.
I like dirty old warehouses as well, James.
Do you know what? I was worried I'd be the one who'd be steering the conversation in the wrong way.
I'm not steering it in any way. I'm just saying I like dirty warehouses. I think it's going to be interesting. I think acoustically it could be quite good.
Okay. Then the next one is that they're going to have an Australian superstar to sing at the Eurovision. So, like,
I saw this. I actually was quite upset that it wasn't Vanessa Amorosi. Absolutely. everybody.
I was stupid and was like, Kylie? But then was more so hoping for a second-hand version with Danny. Her name is Jessica Mowboy, and she is nobody. She won the
Poor
Australian
Jessica.
Edition of Pop Idol.
This is a whole sympathy thing. Sorry, Australia, you're too far away, but sure, we'll let you sing anyway this year. I'm looking forward to all the people who vote for Austria instead of Australia by accident.
The final story is about the running order. The first semi-final will obviously be the least watched one in Ireland because we're not in it. But they have Russia versus Ukraine with Azerbaijan stuck in the middle.
Oh,
so
Jesus,
that's
going to
be interesting. They actually have a lot of Eastern Bloc in the first semi-final. Latvia, Estonia, and then more irrelevant, San Marino.
Ah, San Marino. Montenegro. I'm barred from San Marino.
Back again.
I tried to organise a queue when they were at the Winter Olympics.
You know, all five San Marinese people who care about anything must be real annoying.
They all went to the Winter Olympics, so it was grand. I was the only one there. When they came back, they were raging. So Ireland are in the second semi-final. We're behind Finland.
Yeah, the second semi-final.
And before Belarus.
We're up against Malta, Israel, Georgia, Austria. So, I mean, we have a few nice little gateways in, but we're also up against some good ones, like Romania.
Romania
are sending back Paula and Ovi, who had their two-way piano a couple of years ago and came, was it third?
Yes, they came third.
They were great. And good news for us is that the UK are in the second semi-final.
Woo for block voting.
Yeah, listen,
this is why I'm all for Scottish independence.
Same here.
That's another few points.
we have Germany and Italy in there as well, which isn't the worst.
Anyway, James, it has been a pleasure talking to you. I'll talk to you again in a few days.
I have this number blocked now.
Well, that's nice. Yeah. So this has been our one and only Eurovision News with James. You'll be back. You will be back.
Yeah,
remember,
absolutely.
You can catch James on YouTube, youtube.com/JamesMitchellTV. You can get him on Twitter as well, @JamesMitchellTV. He's a mad little fella, so you'd want to be following him for the laughs. James, thank you.
Thank you. This has been I'd like to say it's been a lot of fun, but I won't.
Au revoir.
Deux fois.
Wyoming. Bye.
Bye.
Right, that is all from me today. It's been lots of fun. I'll be back on Wednesday with lots more Eurovision madness. So until then, good night, God bless, and safe home. Are we done? Can we leave? Bye.